I was in Detroit, and it happened to be the same time that the Detroit Free Jazz Festival was there. It's the very end of summer. And for those of you that don't know, it's the world's largest free jazz festival. It's in this park in downtown Detroit, and they fly in all these world-class musicians. And it's absolutely free to the citizens, and anybody wants to go, right? So I went down there, and I'm checking it out, and me and a couple thousand other people are watching this jazz band on stage, like, tear it up. And this homeless guy walks in front of the stage, just staring down the audience, going, bleep, blop, 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 bleep, blop. It's like, well, he does have a point. that is what we're watching. But then the homeless guy pissed himself. I was like, that's the difference right there. Those gentlemen on stage not soiling themselves. On the way back to my car, I had a different homeless guy come up and ask me for money. And I'm not trying to humble brag. I didn't hesitate, didn't pause for a moment. I just reached in my pocket and handed him a treasure map. Your adventure begins, Sir Stinky. May the odds forever be in your favor. I added that last part because he looked pretty hungry. I feel like some of you pulled back on that. Let me just assure you that it was a made-up homeless guy for the joke. Watch, everybody. Now he's making $75K a year and lives in a beautiful home. The power of imagination. Get on board. Also, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I've always been very giving to the homeless. In fact, one time, I fucked a homeless girl. That's probably the right reaction to that information. I'll give you more backstory. She was my girlfriend at the time. And what it was right before I dumped her and made her move out of my apartment. Like, she didn't know she was homeless yet, but I already knew, so. Kinda counts. You don't know what it's like to do a joke that you're not sure of and then see your grandma give you a disappointed nod, like, no. Not actually my grandmother, but I'd like to be. It is an open position. They're both dead, if you'd like to apply. Do you have an Oxy prescription? It's very important to the hiring process. Let's get back on track, shall we?